An inmate serving a life sentence for kidnapping and rape is asking the South Dakota Supreme Court for a new trial. Harry David Evans says several aspects of his 2019 trial were unfair. One issue he raises is that the Seventh Circuit trial judge allowed evidence of Evans' misconduct from about 25 years earlier. The South Dakota Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Tuesday, October 6th. According to the state, Harry David Evans was obsessive and violent during his relationship with the victim, a Custer County woman he met on a dating website. Sometime after the victim dumped him, Evans entered her home through a window, bound her with duct tape, drove her elsewhere, and then returned to her home and raped her. At trial, the judge allowed the state to bring in Evans' ex-wife to testify. Rapid City Attorney John Murphy represents Evans in his appeal. He tells justices that the ex-wife's testimony did not establish motive, the purpose for which the trial judge allowed it. He says the testimony instead showed propensity, which is not an allowed reason to admit prior bad acts evidence.
The trial court judge said Ms. Evans' testimony was admissible because it went to show how Mr. Evans tended to behave, act, and react when he was put in a scenario. And that scenario being when his relationships with women were ending. That, I would submit to this court, is the definition of propensity.
Murphy says a quarter of a century passed between Evans's conduct with his wife and with his girlfriend, with no evidence of bad acts in the interim. Murphy tells justices that the trial judge did not give a limiting instruction before the ex-wife testified to outline the parameters for considering her testimony. Assistant Attorney General Quincy Kierstad disagrees. He says the trial judge applied the factual relevance tests required by rules of evidence.
The court found that a motive here demonstrated essentially the existence of a motive when there was a relationship between the victims, especially when it's of a nature of jealousy, hatred, antipathy.
Justices will release an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.